Now let's go to our nation's pastime. It's the last day of the Major League Baseball regular season. Well, maybe it's the last day. Four teams, including the angst-ridden Boston Red Sox, are vying for two final playoff spots. They all still have a shot after playing last night, and if the teams don't resolve things today, there could be more drama on the diamond tomorrow. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman is on the line to talk about what appears to be a thrilling end to a long season. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, David.
So give us an overview of what's happening. I guess for two teams, the Boston Red Sox and Atlanta Braves, they didn't want it to be this exciting.
That's right. No team in baseball history has had a lead of 8 games or more in September and not clinched a playoff spot. And now, as you mentioned, Boston or Atlanta may do it. Early this month, Atlanta had an 8.5 game lead in the race for the National League wild card. The wild card playoff spot, of course, goes to the team with the best record that didn't win a division. So Atlanta had this big lead, and today the Braves are tied with St. Louis.
Wow.
Now, we would have heard more about Atlanta's swoon if Boston hadn't done one better or worse. In early September, the Red Sox led the race for the American League wildcard by 9 games. Then their pitching staff fell apart. Now they're tied with Tampa Bay. And Boston's collapse is getting a lot more attention, obviously. The Sox are a national team with a well-documented, tortured past. And despite 2 titles in the last 8 years, the angst meter in Red Sox Nation has been well in the red zone for weeks.
And we should say baseball fans in other cities do love watching Boston in angst. I mean, there's some examples of how people are feeling in that city?
From a blog yesterday on the Boston Globe website, the writer says the 2011 Red Sox are the biggest choke jobs the city has ever seen. And it will go down in history not only for its epic nature, but for the contemptible way the team went down, with a whimper. Now, David, I'm just wondering how all the vitriol changes to love if the Sox pull out of the tailspin and get to the playoffs and keep winning.
Well, and there seemed to be some reason for love last night. I mean, if Boston fans were looking for something to hang on to, there were some heroics in their game in Baltimore.
Absolutely, which the Red Sox won 8-7. It was in doubt until the final out. The star last night was a newcomer. It was a 24-year-old rookie catcher who was a philosophy major at Yale named Ryan LaVarnway. He hit his first 2 major league home runs. He was in the lineup because the team's first 2 catchers were injured. LaVarnway hadn't played in a major league game before August.
Wow, a new hero coming in and maybe saving the day for the Red Sox. But
yeah.
Tampa Bay won also, beating the Yankees. And so how does that all set things up for today?
If one wins and the other loses, the winner's in. And it sets up a wonderful scenario where the Red Sox fans will be pulling for the hated Yankees to beat Tampa Bay. If both Boston and Tampa Bay win or both lose and they stay tied, there's a 1-game playoff Thursday in Tampa Bay. Same with St. Louis and Atlanta. If they stay tied through today, a 1-game playoff tomorrow in St. Louis.
Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy following all the heroics and drama. It's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.